This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Arsenal sixth in the league against bottom of the table Leicester. Obviously lost 2-1 at Spurs at the weekend, but had won 5 games on the bounce before that and 7 straight wins at home in all competitions for Arsenal still. Leicester, it's not been an easy week for Leicester. Nigel Pearson's situation, is he sacked? Has he not been sacked?
Brilliant.
And the fact that they are bottom of the league and got beat by Palace, is it a case just to lump on Arsenal here?
Well, I can never do that. I've been chinned so many times, and you know, and Derek will probably say the same thing. I can never back Arsenal on the outright at a price like this, even against the bottom team in the division. Because what Leicester, I imagine, will go and do, and they'll have a bit of siege mentality about them this week as well. They'll go and shut up shop, and you know, and try and get away with a draw or a 0-0, you know, or maybe try and nick a goal on the break. They haven't had that much success in doing that, admittedly, over the course of the season. But you know, you look at their away performance at lesser teams, and they've done it. They went to Tottenham and won 2-1 in the FA Cup, of course. You know, they managed it there. And you know, Arsenal do. If they're not quite at it, then they do tend to struggle to break teams down early. The problem is they probably are going to be at it because of the defeat to Tottenham. But I'm going to give Leicester the chance. I'm probably being foolish here, but I'm going to give Leicester the benefit of the doubt and go for and look at the half-time draw, full-time Arsenal. Trusting that they can keep it tight. Anyone who doesn't quite fancy that but likes the idea, then the draw at 30 minutes might be another way of looking at it. You know, Leicester just to keep, you know, get everyone behind the ball. The problem is Arsenal are the most offensive home team in the division. Nigel Pearson's the most offensive manager in the division, isn't he, at the minute? Unbelievable, that, wasn't it? What was going on? Every so often he just loses the plot, doesn't he?
And yet he comes across in his interviews as a measured guy, doesn't he? Yeah, but well, he, you know, when Alan Pardew is a peacemaker on a touchline, and he's coming to something, isn't
he? Yeah. I think Ron, I'm sure he rates him as his best ever captain at a football club. Yeah, and by the way, he rates Brian Robson as his best ever player. So he rates him higher than Brian Robson as a captain. Right. And you can kind of see why, can't you? Because he wouldn't be taking any prisoners, would he?
No.
I don't know. I'd love to know what happened on the touchline there, because they had a smile on the face for a lot of it.
Well, he said it was... Well, I think the impression is that it was a bit of fun.
It didn't look like fun near the end, though, did it? When he was...
Everyone has a player fight every now and again, don't they?
But yeah, so I'll like I say, for the less intrepid, draw at 30 minutes. For the more intrepid, half-time draw, full-time. Arsenal, I'll go for there. The 30 minute betting, the draw is priced up at just below even money at 17-20. So that might not be everyone's cup of tea there.
Okay, Derek.
Well, a big game for Arsenal, isn't it? After what happened on Saturday against Tottenham, I mean, victory here, he could get a stranglehold on a top four slot. Pearson a stranglehold and everything else. It's a big game for Leicester as well, because their next 4 fixtures come under the heading "We'll probably lose," as do the other 10. I think that performance from Leicester at the weekend was catastrophic. Not the performance, but the result. I mean, they must have looked at that and thought 3 points here at home to Palace, and you know, our season begins there. They got nothing out of it. They got a manager in trouble, losing the plot by the looks of it. I just honestly cannot see them getting anything here. And I think Arsenal -1, so they go win by 2 goals at 8-11, as near as damn it to evens. That's the way to play. I think that's a certainty.
They've got 17 points so far from the 24 games. They've only got another 14 games left, and they have to get another 20 points at least.
Yeah.
It's
not going to happen, is it? There's no, you know, this is the time when you start looking at averaging out the points that they've got so far, and working out who is definitely going down. And you know, they look to be in all sorts of bother, don't they?
Yeah, they're going down.
Yeah.
And if you look at Arsenal's recent results at the Emirates as well,
they've been very strong.
Yeah, they've been winning easily against teams that are obviously better than Leicester.
Yeah.
Beat Villa 5-0, beat Stoke 3-0, beat Hull 2-0. They've won quite a few games to nil at home, actually. They beat Southampton 1-0, they beat Dortmund 2-0 in the Champions League not too long ago as well. I think it's 10-11 for Arsenal to win 2-0.
Yeah,
no, 11-10, in fact.
11-10.
That's a massive price, isn't it?
Yeah, it does look good, doesn't it?
Okay, best bets there. Both.
I know, I'm changing mine. I'm going to go for 2-0, 11-10.
And I'll go for the 30-minute draw at 17-20.
Right.
Half-time draw, full-time Arsenal is for more adventurous people. more adventurous than me anyway.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.